Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the fan, WFAN.
Wake your asses up! Al Cintron on the fan. The number to join the show, 877-337-6666. A little reunion with my man Mike Fliegelman behind the glass. Fleegs, what's good, brother?
I'm doing it. Good to see you, bud.
It's been a while.
I can't believe it's been almost a year.
Yeah, I know. May. Happened in May. You were my producer for my on-air audition. I was nervous as you know what. I read my opening, and I go back and hear it, and you can hear me flipping the pages. And had the sniffles, so I got a text message saying, stop sniffling on the air. But I remember when I did the opening, how you came in the room after my opening, and you gave me all the confidence in the world when you told me, and I'm forever appreciative of that. And here we are, back together again.
And it only took 9 months for us to get here.
Oh, man. And a lot has happened during those 9 months. And I'll start with the Knicks. I'll start with the good news first off, and that's the Jalen Brunson news that his MRI is clean. If you heard the show on Sunday, you would have thought I lost a loved one. I was watching it live on the air. I was excited for the game, and not even a minute in, boom. I thought it was his Achilles. That's why I'm not a doctor. Then we thought meniscus. That's why we don't listen to doctors on Twitter. And then it turns out it's a bone contusion. Now, bone contusions are tricky because it could be short-term, it could be long-term. I remember Carlos Beltran, I mentioned it on Sunday. Beltran on the Mets had a bone contusion. He was out for a while. I don't remember if he fouled the ball off his ankle or whatever it was, but he was out for a while. But I honestly believe if tonight was a playoff game that Jalen Brunson would have been suited, he would have suited up. But the Knicks came out the gates horribly in the first quarter, 7-for-28, 3-for-16 from three. I felt like Dante DiVincenzo was taking every three-pointer under the sun. I think he took like 20 threes tonight. It was insane. Down 15 at the end of the first. Knicks going a 13-2 run after being down 22, cut it to 10. Down at 11 at the half, 61-50. I'm like, okay, here we go. And in the third quarter, Knicks do what they do. They don't give up and they fight. And that's what you admire about this team most. That's what you respect, whether you're a Knicks fan or not, about this team most, is that they are never going to quit. But you have so many guys that take load management days, and I hate that term. I hate that, load management. You get paid how many millions of dollars, and these fans going to pay how much money to go see you play? And they don't get a discount. They don't get a percentage back. They don't get coupons for another ticket. Some of them plan their vacations around this, a trip around it. That's what you love about this Knicks team, though. They're out there. No matter who's out there, they fight night in and night out. And right now, they're fighting for the 1-6 life, trying to stay in the playoffs and avoid the play-in. Third quarter, they hit six threes. Outscored the Hawks 28-19. McBride's a beast. Ever since the Manuel Quickley trade, he got his money 3 years for $12 million. He's been a beast. He's been a beast. And I've been saying it for my last couple of shows now. He's got to be out there. He's got to be out there. And while he's been a positive, Alec Burks has been building condos on Madison Square Garden, throwing brick after brick after brick after brick. He's been horrible. Horrible. You can feel it in the air when he takes a shot, like, oh, not another one. Oh, he's been horrible. Then the fourth quarter just ran again. They tied it at 78 in the third. The Garden was rocking. The Garden was rocking. And if they could only take the lead, I felt like if they would have took the lead, they would have won this game. They just couldn't get over the top. Got destroyed on the boards. They ran out of gas and ended up losing 116 to 100. And they have a big game on Friday night versus the Orlando Magic, who they're mathematically tied with. Orlando owns the tiebreaker. That is a huge game on Friday night. Will Jalen Brunson play? Is that why they sat him out tonight? Last night? Could he have played last night? I was shocked he was in a report questionable all the way until about 5 o'clock. 5:30 maybe. He was questionable. But that is a big, big game versus Orlando. And then two games after that versus Philadelphia. Who they lost to the Nets last night. I got a message from my net friend. Yeah, thanks a lot, Knicks, for helping you out. Well, if you guys won 15 games under 500, you'd be in a better position. Now, it's wait and see with Brunson. Could it be just a game? Could it be a couple games? You're not going to win many games. And here's the bad news. When you're down, not one, not two, not three, and no, I'm not LeBron. And not four starters. You're down four starters. Four. But this team fights and they battle. I know some Knicks fans weren't alive for the 90s Knicks. That's what that team did. They always fought night in and night out. They made you earn it. Now the Hawks are not good. They didn't have Trae Young. But it's just a tough loss and a bad loss after you went into Cleveland, losing Brunson not even a minute to a game, and you win that game. You pull that one out on the road, and you come home. They were flat the whole game. It took them a half to wake up. Now, I don't know what happened to Precious Chu in the fourth quarter. I don't know what happened to him. And I'm a little nervous because, you know, while McBride is balling, and Josh Hart is playing his ass off as well. Burks has been god-awful. And when I had Ian Begley on over the weekend, he said they have a plan for Hartenstein to ramp him up. This team needs him out there. No Mitchell Robinson as it is. This team needs Hartenstein out there. Because when Jericho Sims on the floor, it's like four guys on offense versus five defenders. They don't pay attention to him on the offensive end. Zero attention. Now, I will feel better when OG Anunoby is back on his team. Why? Go look at January. 14-2. Number one defensively in the league. Talk of the league. All the talking heads. They're going to the conference finals. Knicks can challenge for the finals. Now you look at the standings. They're half game in front of the Heat. And if they go on a little slide, they're going to be in the play-in. Now, if you tell me they're going to enter the play-in but be healthy, I know it's one game and you can be done. But if you tell me the guys are 100%, close to 100% healthy, I can tell you right now, whether they have to play the one seed or the two seed, if they are on the play-in, they're going to be a tough out. If they're close to 100%, they will be a tough out. But I don't want that. I want to finish in the top six. I know people say you want to avoid Boston as long as possible. Well, if you're going to play them, let's just do it. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. Are they better? Yes. Yes, they are. They're battle tested. They've been through the playoffs. Year after year, have they won anything? No.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
But if the Knicks can somehow, some way, stay in the top six, get healthy, get as close to healthy as possible, and everyone's back and knows their roles and with how deep they are, then I've been saying it for months. I fear no team in the league. The Knicks' biggest opponent is health. That is their biggest opponent. And I just say, why can't my team stay healthy? Why? Why? Whether it was DeGrom. You know, I always think DeGrom, what if? What if he was healthy for a whole season? What if he was healthy to start 2022? What if we won one game in Atlanta? What if DeGrom would have started game one versus San Diego? What if Edwin Diaz didn't get hurt in a freak accident at the World Baseball Classic? Why can't my teams stay healthy? My guys and my teams, whether it's the Mets or the Knicks. Why? I want to enjoy a deep playoff run. I want to enjoy championship talk. I want to be able to stick out my chest after all the pain we felt as fans. And there's one fan base around here that deserves a championship, that has suffered so much. And no, it's not Mets fans. Because a lot of you don't deserve jack. And we talked about it before the show, Fleegs. a lot of these Mets fans don't deserve jack. But if there's one fan base around here that deserves winning championship team around here, it's the New York Knicks fans. Whether you're young or old, it's New York Knicks fans. The 20-some-year-old Knicks fans felt nothing but pain, disgust, seeing a trash product except for a year or two. And I've had my battles with Tibbs. Like, I want him. I don't like him. His rotations, you know, upset me. Again, like last night, where was Precious in the fourth quarter? He was a part of the big rally in the third quarter. Where was he? Same thing with McBride versus Boston and versus the Warriors. McBride was a big reason they got back in those games, and he was nowhere to be found. And I've fallen in love with Miles McBride. I have. I have to admit, deuce. That guy gives it his all, and he has that football mentality. Why? Because he used to play football. So it makes a lot of sense. It makes all the sense in the world. No fear. No fear. The man played football, so basketball's nothing. I just want my guys back healthy. That's it. As close to healthy as possible. I'm not even asking for 100%. I'm not. Just give me everybody back. Slide them where they're supposed to be at in their roles. Give me a starting lineup of Jalen Brunson, Isaiah Hartenstein, OG Anunoby, Julius Randle, Dante DiVincenzo. And then you slide the guys that have been starting to the bench. Preston Chua, Bogdanovich, Deuce McBride, who's playing his ass off. I can't give him his flowers enough. I can't give him his flowers enough. He's earned it. He's worked his ass off. Whether backup center Mitchell Robinson. Alec Burks, I'm so disappointed again. I'm just so disappointed. I know there's so many people that love him. But brick after brick after brick. Bro, if you don't have it going, you take it to the basket. And even today when he took it to the basket, missed easy layup. But I just want my guys back healthy. That's all. I'm not asking for much. 877-337-6666. Fleeks, you a Knicks fan?
Can you see the shirt? I absolutely.
I didn't see, I thought it was Mets. My bad. How do you feel about what's going on right now?
I had been at a spot where for the last couple weeks, it's hard to really get on the team because of the injuries. But that changed last night with that game. I know, obviously, Brunson's out and everybody was hurt. But that performance against the Hawks, I know they came back and maybe they just ran out of gas. Doesn't matter. The Hawks, without trade, like, you got to find a way to win. That game at home cannot happen. So overall, doesn't change a ton of how I feel, but that game bothered me. It's going to take me a while to get over it.
Yeah, we got a couple days to get over it because we got Orlando on Friday night. That is a huge game.
And now it just made that game plus then the two Philly games. Like, now there's almost no margin for it. They had to grab this game.
Yeah. Very winnable game, especially that the Nets just swept them. And what are the chances in the first 10 minutes, Evan, later on today says, we swept them?
Oh, first 5 minutes.
Well, he has an orange beard later on today. Orange. He looks like a 90s raver.
He might go red and yellow because of the Hawks.
He looks like I get home from work today from the hotel, and I turn on the TV. I'm like, what the hell? He looks like a raver.
Listen, whatever has to happen for it to get shaved faster, I'm all for it.
I know his son said he wants to do half blue, half orange, like the Met colors.
Well, that's it. Really, he should have waited. He should wait until opening day, go to opening day with the blue and orange beard, and then shave it that night.
But doesn't he have to shave half of it going into opening day?
Well, then he should paint the other half of his face. Dye it one color, paint the other. Oh, do blue and orange or orange and blue.
Oh, do the top orange and the beard blue.
Well, he could already say the top is orange enough. Now dye it blue and then, you know, write something like make a little mock scorecard on the other side of his face.
Yeah. I mean, he's got to do this for 19 days.
Lou Gower gets to write in during the game. Just Pete Alonso's at bats.
Yeah, it's nuts. I mean, the fact that he lost pickleball, something he was, you know, I'm going to win. I'm so adamant he was going to win. And then I see he went barefoot. I'm like, what is that? What is that?
A lot of bad decisions made by our buddy Evan Roberts in the last couple weeks. Nah.
No more guarantees. Just don't make any more bets. Just don't do it. It's not worth it. It's not worth losing your loved ones over it. Like, what are we doing? Sleeping in the garage. Coming home like that, you're sleeping in the garage.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.